We're talking with the market steer judge here at the Tulsa State Fair, Dan Scheich. Dan, pretty good show this year. You had a lot of depth, it looks like, in most of the breeds as well as the crosses.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great show. There was just a lot of outstanding cattle out here today.
Tell me a little bit about what you were looking for here in 2014.
You bet, absolutely. Well, first of all, it's a market show, so you know, certainly they have to have some muscle. I want them to have an appropriate amount of finish. They can be too fat, they can be too lean, so I was looking for kind of that optimum degree of finish. Certainly want them to be heavy muscled, and then once they have all that, I like for those cattle to be structurally correct and sound and be balanced and really have that look of a champion.
How does this, the market steer show match up with what we're looking for in today's breeds as far as, for the end user, the consumer?
These cattle are obviously kind of at the top end of the spectrum, but the basic traits that we look for here in the show are the traits that good cattle have to have to be profitable out there in the country. So they need to have muscle, they need to have finish, they need to grow. Obviously, they have to have some structural correctness. Balance and eye appeal doesn't play as much in the feed yard, obviously, as it does out here. And the reason it comes into play in the show ring is there's so many cattle here that are heavy muscled and have finish and are correct. You got to sort them on something. So sometimes it does come down to those subtle differences in balance and eye appeal.
You've obviously judged a lot of shows around the country. As you watch the young people, what do you think the value of a show like this is to our young 4-H FFA members?
Yeah. Well, I guess for me growing up, it was one of the key influences in my life. And I think for these young people, what a great opportunity for them to have a project, something that they can have responsibility and teach them the work ethic and teach them about competition, about winning and losing. And hopefully also it gives them an opportunity to just build friendships and build connections, amongst other people with similar interests in their state. And a lot of these kids, I'm sure, get to go to some regional, national shows and really build a network of people interested in agriculture like them. But what a great opportunity. And then to come out here and to compete on this venue at this stage is certainly a great opportunity for them.
With the price of animals these days, the beef prices are very high, cattle prices are very high as well. Is it going to be harder and harder probably to be able to field a good number of steers and heifers in these type of events?
Yeah, I think that does become somewhat of a limiting factor just in terms of the investment there. But hopefully, from a breeding animal project standpoint, those cattle will have a lot of value, and hopefully they can be something that makes some money for those kids as well.